so you can have complete control.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah, I guess it was.
Gigabyte of RAM should do the trick. We're in. All right, what do we got?
Wow.
Excellent.
We fixed the glitch.
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
The what?
The what?
And the what?
No, the bleeps, the sweeps, and the creeps.
Hey, creeps, it's Friday when we talk movies here on The Takeaway. Rafer Guzman is with us, as always, film critic for Newsday. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
I want to start with trivia, as I always do when I'm here with you. We're going to be talking in just a minute, T2 Trainspotting. This is the new Trainspotting sequel with the original cast, starring Ewan McGregor, who got a real splash from that movie when it first came out. So keep Ewan McGregor on your mind. Here's trivia. Don't answer now, because we're going to hold the answer for the end. And if you know it, you can tweet me at Todd Zwillick if you think you know the answer. So here is Ewan McGregor. Listen to this clip from Big Fish, a great movie from 2003. You're going to hear young Ewan McGregor here as himself and old Ewan McGregor. Listen.
You don't know me, but my name is Edward Bloom, and I love you.
There's a time when a man needs to fight, and a time when he needs to accept that his destiny's lost, the ship has sailed, and that only a fool will continue.
You heard young Ewan McGregor sounding a lot like Jeff Sessions, actually. Who is playing old Ewan McGregor at the end of that clip from Big Fish? Who is that? Don't answer now. Tweet me at Todd Zwillick if you know it. Rafer, speaking of Ewan McGregor, let's go to T2 Trainspotting. This is the sequel reboot. Here's a clip.
Can't fail again, Mark. You know, I need to detox the system.
Oh, Spud, detox the system. What does that even mean? It doesn't mean anything. It's not getting out of your body that's the problem. It's getting it out of your mind. You are an addict.
I think I haven't heard that 100,000 times, Mark. You got 12 more steps for my comedy.
So, be addicted. Be addicted to something else.
Like you're running until I feel sick?
Yes. Or something else.
Trainspotting, the seminal movie for Gen Xers of the 90s. How's this reboot?
I have a lot of feelings about this movie, Todd.
Man of a certain age.
Well, I've aged along with this movie, and it's pretty amazing to see all these guys back together. You know, 20-something years later, that's Ewan Bremner there as Spud, the hapless addict from the first movie. Robert Carlyle's back as Begbie, Johnny Lee Miller as Sick Boy. It's great to see these guys together, and I think the film is a little bit caught, as is Ewan McGregor in this movie, between facing of the fact that you sort of can't go home again, you can't relive past glories, and yet the film keeps kind of trying to here and there. If you remember the original Trainspotting, you'll recognize some of the scenes that kind of get sort of replayed here in this movie. So there's a little bit of a push and pull there in this movie. And I liked that, but at the same time, it just doesn't have the energy. It doesn't have the kind of wildness of the first. I mean, how can it really, right? But like I say, I'm very on the fence, because it was great to see all these people that I kind of remember from my youth.
So many sequels suffer from this kind of ambiguity.
It's true. But yeah. I mean, I do think this one deserves credit for kind of trying to face up to mortality. And I thought that was interesting.
All right. Let's face up to some sci-fi with Life from Daniel Espinosa. This one is starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Rebecca Ferguson.
Nothing in that lab can malfunction.
It's on me.
Yeah, it's on you. You know, I know at least 5 guys back home who can do my job. Nobody can do yours except you. We don't know what it is. And you're in there and you're playing around with it like it's your buddy. I'm your buddy.
This will never be a controlled experiment. So let's all agree we made our first and last mistake.
Some high thriller sci-fi there.
Yeah, I would say I can describe this movie in pretty much one word. Alien. This is exactly the same thing.
The trailer
as
looked
Alien.
Like that.
I mean, you can tell, right? You know, there are some decent special effects. There's a couple of good sort of gruesome, gory moments that are fun. But I mean, you have seen this before back in 1979 with the original Alien movie, and there's not really much more to offer here.
And also, Alien Covenant is coming out. So if you need an Alien fix,
right,
you're going to be getting it soon. You don't need a lesser facsimile, maybe.
That's exactly right.
All right, let's go back to trivia. Let's replay that clip. I played you young Ewan McGregor from Big Fish, and old Ewan McGregor. Here's the clip.
You don't know me, but my name is Edward Bloom, and I love you.
There's a time when a man needs to fight, and a time when he needs to accept that his destiny's lost, the ship has sailed, and that only a fool will continue.
Who is old Ewan McGregor, Rafer?
Todd, you've stumped me. No idea.
Oh, dear. Cody Shelley on Twitter says, that's barely trivia. It's Albert Finney.
Ah.
Thank you. Cody Shelley on Twitter got it first. You nailed it. Rafer Guzman did not. Rafer Guzman of Newsday, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Todd.